Hi, I'm Tom Newell. Welcome to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents, coaches, and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and a better sports life for our kids.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether we're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kids' team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn.
We want to welcome Scott Rurucca from the Legacy Group of Bellevue as our guest today. Scott's company is the title sponsor for the Love of the Game, being held at the University of Washington Heck Ed Pavilion June 16th. Tip-off's at 1 o'clock. We're really fortunate to have Scott as our title sponsor, but more importantly, the passion that he brings to his business is somewhat of a carryover to the passion that he has for the game of basketball, both as a youth coach, and he still plays the game himself as we speak. Scott, welcome to Family Sports Life Today with Jay and myself.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the Legacy Group. Who are you people, by the way?
Well, the Legacy Group, we are a real estate lending company. And first and foremost, we are a mortgage banker, and we provide residential financing for homeowners and investors to buy any kind of residential real estate. Along with that, and actually being a mortgage banker, we do this using our own funds, which is important in this industry. Also, along with that, we provide construction financing, spec financing. We do land loans, acquisition loans to developers. Any kind of loans that are associated with real estate and or residential and small commercial. So we have a plethora of financing available to our community, and along with that, we have an escrow company that helps us close these transactions when we lend our money.
Okay. Has Clay Bennett from the Sonics contacted you yet for any construction money?
We haven't been contacted by Clay. Unfortunately, our lending limits go up to about $10 million and stop there.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Why is this event for the Love of the Game, an elevated view of basketball on June 16th, well, why is this exciting to your company, Scott?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we've really strived to make ourselves a part of the community and help our clients create legacies of their own, both on the financial side and personal side. We have many people here involved in our company. We're a younger company overall with many former athletes, former season ticket holders, people that have been around the game for a long time, and actually we have a handful of people involved in coaching at all different levels that work here for the company. So we have a vested interest in the game of basketball, a lot of love for the game, and we would really love to help Family Sports Life Today and yourself in the efforts to kind of create the basketball legacy or help create the legacy for basketball.
Well, that's terrific. Well, tell us about your love for the game, Scott, personally.
Well, you know, basketball started, you know, in my life when I was a kindergartner, 5 years old, and I've played the game ever since I was five till I'm 44 years old right now and have never stopped playing the game. And it's been a passion of mine. Playing, you know, through high school. In college, I was a collegiate athlete, scholarship athlete, and played tennis. And I, at that point, I really had to choose my sport between basketball and tennis, and I was a little better at tennis, but probably at this point had wished that I had pursued basketball at that time. But after college, I became involved in coaching and have coached basketball over the past 20 years at every level between high school kids all the way down to, you know, youth and first graders. So, you know, I've had a great love for the game. I've grown up in a basketball family. We've been around the game. And I really want to be involved in helping protect the integrity of the game. And as this game moves forward, make sure it stays the game that I've known and love and fundamentally have come to love. And it's something that's always been a part of my life and probably always will be. So I'm excited about the event.
Oh, we're excited to have you. I can tell you that. It isn't often that I think you have an event such as this, being an experiment in itself, to have somebody with the same passion, a shared passion, as the people that are presenting this program. So We do appreciate that. I'm really curious, how do you see the effect of raising the baskets, Scott, as far as if it were to happen on the intercollegiate level and the professional level? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think my opinion is I could see it doing a lot for the game. I'm a former season ticket holder to the Seattle Supersonics. I had courtside seats for 5 years and was pretty passionate about the game on all levels, but loved the NBA game and being just, being a fan. I can tell you in the last 3 years, I think I've been to 2 Seattle Supersonic games. I've lost interest in professional basketball. I will tune in when playoffs come around, but the game has evolved so much and the athletes have changed so much that there is a lot of entertainment that is provided, but I don't see the purest play that I like to see in basketball. It's not very often that you see a backdoor in the NBA or a give and go in the NBA. These are fundamental plays that basketball was formed around. And it's funny because every now and then when you do see one happen, people cheer, people get excited because you don't see them very often. Almost more so than when you see a dunk now, because dunks have become, you see them all the time. And they're not as exciting as they were back in the days. I remember 15, 20 years ago when you'd see a dunk. Now it's when you actually see fundamental basketball plays that occur on the court,
right.
And I'd like to see a lot more of that.
Well, I agree with you. I think the overemphasis of the athletic dunk highlighted on ESPN Sports, the highlights, they have the top 10 dunks of the week or plays of the week. It's just it's unfortunate because it really takes away from what you were talking about, the essence of the game, the fundamental aspects of the game.
One thing that I'd like to add to that, too, mm-hmm. is the part of the game that I'd really like to see come back is the 10 to 12-foot jump shot, and I think that is a shot that's been lost in the shuffle. We have our three-point shots, we have our dunks, and we don't have a lot in between anymore at both levels, and I would love to see that come back because I think that, along with some of these plays, and I think by raising the hoops, my opinion is that you're going to see a lot more of that. And so, I'd like to see that part come back into the game of basketball.
All right. Well, I have one last question for you, and it goes like this. What are your expectations from this event as a player, because you still play, as a youth coach, and as a spectator? What do you think your end result's going to be going into this and experiencing it?
My expectations are is this is going to be a first step for the public to see a basketball event that might mirror what you might see, 25 years ago in a basketball game. The dunks are going to be fewer and far between. I imagine players can still dunk on those hoops, but certainly not like they could at the 10-foot level. I also think that we're going to see basketball in its finest form, which is running offenses and running plays and using some of the fundamentals that basketball has been centered around. I also think from a defensive standpoint, players are going to have to play defense. And, in today's game, a lot of times if you get a big 7-footer or somebody that you stick inside, they can pretty much shut everybody down. It reminds me of the old days when you used to go down to the neighborhood swimming pool and there'd be a basketball hoop and everybody would play on it and everybody that was 5'10 or bigger could dunk on it. And what you end up getting is everybody rushing the hoop trying to dunk the basketball and one guy in there defending, swatting shots and doing everything. As these athletes have become bigger and stronger and the hoops have remained the same size, it's almost like we've lowered the hoops because the athletes have gotten bigger. So the hoops have to catch up. So I think that'll be evident in watching this game played. So my expectations really are that people are going to see a different form of basketball that they haven't seen in a number of years, and they're going to like it, and it's going to catch on. And I think at some time in point, the NBA and the NCAA are going to have to look seriously at this of making changes. And I think this will be the first step in probably a process that could get that done. And those are my expectations.
Well, that's great. I think your insight is accurate. I think it's visionary and shared with our vision as to the outcome our expectations. It's always wonderful when you do a science project to reflect back upon the impact that it's had on individuals that contributed to the experiment. Let me ask you this, Scott. How can people contact your team at the Legacy Group? Where's the best way to get a hold of your company?
Well, our main office is located right here in downtown Bellevue, and we also have an office out in Pierce County. But you can log on at legacyg.com. We'll pull up our main website that will lead you to either one of our locations, and people can tap into that. We will be having a Seattle location coming up fairly soon, too. And we will end up being a mortgage banking entity that will cover most of the state of Washington here in the next year or so. But we're a growing new company, and along with this event, you know, we're really proud to be a part of this because, you know, we work on building our mortgage banking operation, but we have other passions too, and this seems to be one that we can really get behind. So we're excited to be a part of it.
Well, that's terrific. Appreciate that. Now, will you have a table set up at the concourse level there to provide information to folks that attend the game and may want to know more about the Legacy Group of Bellevue?
Absolutely. We'll have a table set up with information and how you get a hold of us and certain products and niche things that we do, and anybody that wants to come on over and visit us can.
Well, on behalf of Jay Arnold and myself and Guy Perry, we really appreciate Scott Rurucca, the president and the founding chairman of the Legacy Group of Bellevue and the title sponsor for The Love of the Game, an elevated exhibition of basketball. Thank you very much, Scott. We appreciate your time, and I look forward to you and your family attending the game, but more important than being a part of that whole event that takes place June 16th.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks a lot for inviting us in, and appreciate all your efforts, too, and same to you, Jay.